FFA members, I hope you're excited to be here at the 89th National FFA Convention here in Indianapolis, Indiana. If you are, let me hear you. We are here to celebrate the accomplishments of FFA members from across this nation. You are making history in setting a record number, all-time high, of just under 650,000 FFA members nationally. And I hope that we have a record-setting attendance at the 89th National FFA Convention. Indianapolis is only one of three cities to ever host this convention. And Indianapolis has a very rich history. It's home to the Indianapolis Colts football team. It's home to the Indiana Pacers basketball team, who play and are housed in this very arena. It's home to the National FFA Center. And home to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You saw the earlier video displayed, which we're kicking off the 100th anniversary of the Smith-Hughes Act that established agricultural education in the public schools. 11 years later, the National FFA organization was born. But you know, Indianapolis is also celebrating a milestone. It's celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Indianapolis 500 race. I want to know, FFA members, are you ready to start your engines and transform your efforts and engage in a record-setting national FFA convention? If you are, I want you to help me. I want to hear you say, start your engines. Can you do that? Are you ready? I just want to hear you. Start your engines. You can do better than that. One more time. Let's really hear you. Start your engines. FFA is much like racing. We're in a race to feed and clothe an ever-growing population. If you think about a race, there's a race car driver, there's a car, and there's a track. But you also have to remember there are many more people behind the scenes. The engineer that designed that aerodynamic car body, the mechanic, the safety coordinator, the tire specialist, the pit crew, and of course, the crew chief. All working behind the scenes for a successful race. Much like that race car driver, FFA members, you have a team of people that are working behind the scenes to help you be successful and have a successful race in FFA. Your parents, your family, friends, school administrators, school counselors, your peers, all who support you and your FFA team. And of course, there's teachers. And I say specifically your agriculture teacher and FFA advisor, the one who educates, trains, and helps you prepare for the race. I want to hear it for our FFA advisors. You know, the FFA advisor is one of agriculture's most unsung heroes. Your advisors are the ones that help you get in the race, help you to transform into an agricultural leader. But they cannot do that alone. And you must be willing to get in the race by starting your engines. So FFA members, to be successful, you must, and you got to help me here. What did I say you have to do? Start your engines. You know, in a race, it takes a talented and skilled driver, one who can respond and drive a car with precision, with only inches of clearance between other cars and traveling at impeccable speeds. Race car drivers have to clearly and constantly communicate with their crew chief to make adjustments to drive the car and at peak efficiency. Like the race car driver, FFA members, and as an agricultural leader, you must respond with precision, make turns and adjustments when necessary, and sometimes execute a split-second response. You must have the courage to get in the race, whether it be a career development event, whether it be an agri-science project, whether it be a prepared public speech, whether it be an entrepreneurial FFA project, chapter, state, or American degree, or even consider becoming a chapter, regional, or state officer. You must set a goal to win. And I want you to remember this: a goal not written down is just a suggestion. You must get in the race and be prepared to make decisions that will transform the future of agriculture. So, FFA members, to get in that race, what must you do? Start your engines. You know, a race car driver wears a racing suit. And why do they wear that racing suit? For safety and protection, as well as that suit identifies the businesses and organizations that support them. It communicates who they represent. As FFA members, you're wearing a racing suit. It's called an FFA jacket. It represents agriculture. It represents the desire to grow leaders, build communities, and strengthen agriculture. It represents leadership, dedication. It represents the future. Today, at the 89th National FFA Convention, you're wearing a racing suit. It tells who you are and where you're from, but it's up to you to tell us what you stand for and get in the race. FFA is not a spectator sport. The education, the experience, the understanding, the strength of your participation, the skill of the driver, and your support team will determine the outcome. It's the strength and depth of agriculture and everyone working together that will determine the outcome of your FFA racing team. In FFA, you must be willing to start your engines and get in the race. Are you ready to face the opportunities and challenges that agriculture and FFA has to offer? We can't be scared. We must be bold and we must be brave. We can't be unprepared or lack the confidence it takes to win the race. Yes, even to conquer global hunger. Are you willing to get in the race to feed, to clothe, and provide shelter to feed a hungry world and eliminate hunger? By 2050, agriculture, this country and agriculture will have 9 billion people to feed. I believe that today's agriculture is committed to the goal of a zero hungry world. And I am sure, I am truly sure that you will transform your courage, you will transform your confidence, and transform your commitment to win the race. Why am I so confident? Because at this, the 89th National FFA Convention, you are wearing the racing jacket of FFA. Are you ready? Are you ready to get in the race? Because FFA members, it's time to what? Start your engines.